From WLVR Bethlehem and Lehigh University, this is the show that gets you behind the real lives of Lehigh faculty. This is Prof Talk.
FM WLVR Bethlehem. Welcome to this edition of Prof Talk. Today we're talking with Dr. Sheila White from Arts Lehigh, and we're going to find out a little bit more about what she does here, her role at Lehigh University, and how maybe she came to be here at Lehigh University. First of all, I'd like to say welcome, Sheila.
Well, thanks, AJ. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you as well. I'd like to ask you, can you talk a little bit about your education and what influenced you to pursue higher education?
Oh, well, when I was but a wee child, I was exposed to the arts through my parents and was involved as a bando geek. So I started when I was in fifth grade playing the flute. And my flute teacher encouraged me to pursue a music degree at Lawrence University in Appleton, Wisconsin. So I was accepted to the university and it had a conservatory of music. Within my first year, though, I realized that the flute was perhaps not the best instrument for me, and I have just a physical structure with my embouchure that was quite prohibitive. And I discovered the bassoon. I didn't know what the bassoon was until I got into college. Switched instruments. Nobody does this
nobody
in college.
Does that, yeah.
No, nobody with their right mind, and it's been proven time and again that I don't have a right mind. but anyway, so I switched to the bassoon, and within 2.5 years, I was playing principal with the Green Bay Symphony.
Oh, wonderful.
So it definitely was my voice. After that, graduated within 4 years with a bachelor's in bassoon performance and moved on to Bowling Green State University in Bowling Green, Ohio. Did 2 master's degrees there in music, both performance. One was in woodwind specialty.
Nice.
And the other one was in conducting. So I actually do the stick.
Oh, nice.
After that, I returned home to Kenosha, Wisconsin, my hometown. My band that I was a kid in needed a band director, so I went back to the old CYO, the Catholic Youth Organization, which is still in existence. It's the longest surviving CYO band and color guard in the country.
Excellent.
And I became a band director for a couple of years. And what was interesting was before that happened, I actually had a stint of a semester down at Florida State University where I was going to pursue my doctorate, and I lasted about a semester, missed my guy who was still, I left him back in Ohio, and I missed him terribly, and I just couldn't live in the South. It's just, maybe it was my accent, I'm not sure.
Romance but, will do that sometimes.
Yeah, well, or just being too much of a cheddarhead, I don't know. But anyway, so I had established a relationship with the bassoon professor there, who, after I left, was hired over at the Eastman School of Music. And when he became the professor of the bassoon studio in Rochester, he called me up and said, hey, would you like to be a doctoral student at the Eastman School? I'm like, Duh. So I left my band directing job, which was a sad thing because I really grew to love those kids. I mean, I still cry when I see a marching band. It's just real heart-wrenching for me to see these kids in their glory. But anyway, so I went to Rochester. But before I went, that old boyfriend that pulled me out of Florida State University, he didn't pull me out. I couldn't live without him. We got married. So we went to Rochester, New York. Long story short, I finished my doctorate there. He had a fantastic job at the House of Guitars.
Oh, which, nice.
Yeah, anyone from Rochester knows the Hog. We met a lot of rock musicians, had some amazing stories of things that are totally not Eastman, but, you know, our salad days were awesome. After that, I came back to Bowling Green because that's where he wanted to start a business and did. So we were there for about two longer than we thought we would be. But that's where I cut my teeth in arts integration. My first jobs out of doctoral school, I actually got the second bassoon job at Kalamazoo, Michigan Symphony. And that was a 3-hour drive for a 2.5-hour rehearsal and a 3-hour drive back, day gigs, you know, adjunct jobs in 6 different universities, doing music appreciation, teaching bassoon, studio stuff, playing in other regional orchestras. But then I landed this job, which was the director of the Muse Machine, an arts integration program that infused all of the performing and visual arts with secondary schools.
Uh-huh.
And I did that program for 5 years. It merged over into a position at the Toledo Museum of Art. And it was just a great time. And then I stupidly won an argument with my husband and said, hey, you know, it's time to have kids.
Okay.
So it's best argument I ever won. but it changed my life completely. When I became pregnant with twins, I had to stop playing my instrument. And so all of my gigs stopped. And, you know, then the kids were born. And sometimes a moment of trouble is a moment of grace.
True.
So when they were born, they had some special needs that I had to stop everything that I was doing and attend to them.
Yeah.
And through that time, this position opened up here at Lehigh University. This was in 2005 now. And a friend of mine found this job and sent it. She said, "This got your name written all over it." So I, what the heck? Why not?
You know,
the kids at that point were a little bit healthier. And so I went for the job, and God, somebody said that I was the right one and picked me out of a national search. And so we packed up the whole family and came over to Bethlehem. And we've been here ever since. So it's been about 10 years now.
10 years. Now, can you tell the listener exactly what is your title here at Lehigh University and the department that you work with?
I am known for having the longest title in the university.
I know. That's why I'm allowing you to say it, okay?
Yeah, it takes a couple of breaths, right?
Yeah.
I am the Director of Arts Engagement and Community Cultural Affairs for Lehigh University. The department is somewhat hybrid. And what I mean by hybrid is the title is somewhat functional.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that for the university, my job as the Director of Arts Engagement is to facilitate connections of what's happening in the arts, curricular, co-curricular in the community, to what we explore academically and also on a personal and social level. That's a lot when
that
you
is,
think about
yeah.
all the stuff that happens here. But then community cultural affairs is also to have presence in the community, to know what's going on in their arts venues. And it's focused in South Bethlehem because that's within a walkable distance of campus for our students. But, you know, our faculty and our students touch the entire valley. So, for instance, just this weekend, an exhibit over at Lafayette College from Lucy Gans is just closing. But, there's just so much to see and do. And if you're not really invested in knowing that, it's hard to bring that back to campus. So a significant amount of my work is also knowing the community, establishing and building relationships off campus to help forge those connections for our students and staff.
After all, I mean, the campus is located in the south of Bethlehem, and there's quite a few things going on right here in our backyard.
Never a quiet.
Actually, our front yard,
our
really.
Our front yard, yeah. And there's never a quiet moment, which is great. You know, but if you really want quiet, you also don't have to go very far. Just get on the towpath and find yourself a beautiful spot. There you are looking at the river. So, I mean, it's this incredible resource of assets, cultural assets, natural assets, all in our front yard. And, you know, it's just, it's an incredible place to be. I mean, I barely get out.
Yeah.
But of course, I'm one of those people that is like, oh, you got to check out this play I just saw. It was so awesome. And want to share that with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a dream job, don't you?
Oh, my gosh.
This
yes.
is a dream job. Like, my job at WLVR is a dream job. So, you know, it must be so rewarding for you to actually be engaged in a field that you studied with and be actually not just a part of Lehigh, but also part of our community here as well.
Well, I'll tell you, the part of the dream job that really makes it the dream is not the job itself, but the people I'm working
yeah.
with. And there's inspiration everywhere on this campus. The faculty here are brilliant. And the students here just blow my socks off when I see these ideas materialize. The dedication that the students have to the new ideas and the creativity, it's mind-blowingly beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with the energy and the passion in the artistic community here in Bethlehem. I mean, if you want to talk about perseverance and dedication to this community, talk to Dave Fry
yeah.
or Bill George.
A Lehigh alum, by the way, too.
Oh, yeah, Dave Fry and Bill yeah. George is also.
And Bill, okay.
But also Doug Royston
mm-hmm.
and Mary Wright. And I mean, and all of the artists, the resident artists at the Banana Factory, Stephanie Smith, Aaron Anderson, I can go on.
Sure.
All of these people are so dedicated to the humanity that is expressed through art and sharing that. And that's what makes it a dream job, is the people I get to work with.
What's been the most rewarding part of your experience here at Lehigh so far? And it's 10 years now, Sheila.
God.
So, you know, I'm sure that there's been a lot that's happened. But is there, you know, one particular thing that's been really the most rewarding part for you?
Oh, my goodness. Almost every month you can ask me that question. It'll
wow.
be something new.
That's great.
But I will tell you a story that happened just Monday.
Okay.
And it's this kind of thing that is the most rewarding. And it's an untold story. But Lafayette has a choreographers in residence program.
Okay.
And they asked me for some help in facilitating one of their choreographers to get to a local school. Ronald K. Brown is a choreographer whose modern dance is just extraordinary. And he worked with these, I facilitated a residency for him at Northeast Middle School, one of the Bethlehem area schools. And there's a teacher there, Denise Parker, that is just a bright, fresh spring air every day. She motivates these kids and she wants to give her students the world. So she's a great person to partner with. And so I got to help Lafayette bring their choreographer to that school for a movement workshop that was so magical in seeing these kids try their bodies to move in ways that they hadn't moved before. The trained dancers had to lose their positions. The awkward 12-year-old boys had to move their hips in ways they never thought they could.
Right.
And they're all loving the motion. Ron is magic. But what was really cool was Mrs. Parker had invited one of her former students back to participate in this workshop. And he's 21 or 22-year-old and brought his baby with him.
Nice.
And because he couldn't find a babysitter.
So
right?
He got to bring the baby along.
Brought the baby along. Well, 3-month-old baby, right? And so the baby was fussy. So I said, look, I'll hold your baby. You go dance. So for an hour, I'm dancing with the baby. This guy's dancing his heart out. He's really a good dancer. Well, Ron was so taken by this guy's passion for dance and his love for his kid that he offered him a week of summer workshop in New York.
Oh, wow.
I know. That's the stuff.
Wow,
that's
yeah.
The stuff.
That's the stuff.
That was Monday.
Yeah.
I get a story like that every month.
Oh, wow.
And now, especially in April, you know, when I see the students materialize the semester worth of work, it's again, you know, every day is like, oh, wow. I love where I am.
Yeah, I'm so happy here, too. It's such a great community here at mm-hmm. Lehigh. And what are some of the programs or some of the lessons that you've implemented in your time here at Lehigh? What are some of the things that you've done with our students?
Big lesson that I try to share with the students. And I guess, you know, now that I've crested the 50-year mark, I can be that crone.
Okay.
That wise woman. or I can fake it. The biggest lesson that I share with my students is sustaining relationships, not just passing a business card and feigning, yeah, I'll give, you know, we'll do lunch or have your people talk to my people. It's about presence of being there with the community and in the community. So to be able to have a student call me up and say, hey, I got this assignment I'm supposed to connect with X, Y, or Z. Can you help? Yeah. And it's not people that are in my Rolodex.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so it's that kind of sustaining relationship that takes time and energy and integrity. That's what I want to pass off.
There's a word right there. Mm-hmm. Integrity.
Yes, sir.
So important. It mm-hmm. really is. You know, our students have to learn that, you know, we can take them so far. We can help them and give them the tools. But really, when it comes down to it, it's their character and their integrity that's going to take them forward in their successes in life.
But I think it's also an integrity and character to care about others.
To care about others, absolutely.
Right. So my motto here is if you want the community to care about the campus has to care about the community.
Yeah. I love it.
It's got to be a quid pro quo.
Yeah.
And it's got to be a shared value.
Right.
So what's in it for all of us?
I should say this is why you're here today, because there's a lot going on here on the campus that maybe the public isn't aware of. And part of our mission now here, we're trying to incorporate Lehigh not only as an educational institution, but also part of the community that it serves in at least investing the time to inform our listeners of the programs and the various arts and culture that are available to them right here at Lehigh that they may not know about because it may be kept within our community. And we've got a vital tool here in this radio station that I think that perhaps it's time to use it to its full capability and get the mission of what's going on here at Lehigh out to our community and let them know that they can share in what's being offered here at Lehigh.
Of course. I mean, we also have a show here at the station that Candy Storinos does.
Positively Zollner.
You bet. And she is brilliant.
Yeah, she's a doll. She really is, and she's good at what she's doing now. And she had no radio training whatsoever. Let me tell you. I mean, I trained her to come in here and do radio.
Yeah, but she also has a beautiful spirit.
She does.
And
oh, yes.
So when she comes on the air, you can hear her smile through her voice.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Right. Absolutely.
And so you get the show, but you're right. I agree with you. That, I mean, since there's so much arts happening, it's nearly impossible to pack it into one show.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear what you're saying. There's so much here to be shared.
Yes, there is. I think it's time that in the upcoming months, we're going to be expanding our signal to 200 watts. We're going to be reaching over 150,000 more households, not people, households. Mm. And as we expand our reach, I think that we should also expand our educational mission as a radio station and become solid partners with our university. I mean, it's great we have students on the air. They're doing their own thing. They're having a lot of fun. But I think that we can do a lot more. And this is the reason why we're talking. You know, I met you 10 years ago, and we became friends 10 years ago. I've been trying to get you to come up here to do a radio show. I've offered it a few times, so I'm going to offer it again. Listen, anytime you want to come up here, Doc, and have some fun on the radio and play some tunes, you're more than welcome. I want you to know that.
I'll bring my bassoon.
Bring your bassoon. I'll bring my kazoo if you bring your bassoon, okay?
Done.
From WLVR Bethlehem and Lehigh University, this is Prof Talk.
If there is one thought or idea or lesson that you wish your students would take away with their time with you, what would that be? I guess it would be the integrity.
Well, the integrity, but it's also not only to others, but to yourself.
To yourself, yeah.
Be honest with who you are. Speak your voice. Speak your story. And, I mean, there's a lot of faculty here that emphasize that as well. But the other thing here is at Lehigh, our job is to introduce students to challenging topics.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, you know, our campus climate gets its challenges and students are forced to deal with things that they don't want to. I mean, if you look at our media culture now, I can filter my Facebook feed. I can filter my news feeds to tell me what I want to hear.
Uh-huh.
Well, campus and higher education is a place for you to force yourself to deal with the stuff that perhaps is not good. And or not good for you or not good. You think it's something you don't want to deal with. It's an ugly subject. I don't agree with you.
Right.
If you don't start learning how to address that, then you're just going to be that, you know, why don't you just lift up that rock right now, go underneath
and go
it
underneath
and
it.
Put it over yourself.
And put it over your head. Yeah.
So one of the things that I find through the arts is this is an incredibly accessible way to explore those sensitive issues.
Yeah.
And when I'm talking about sensitivity, I'm talking about things such as death.
Mm-hmm.
Things that nobody thinks about.
Right.
Now we're our teenage selves. You know, we're omnipotent. We will never die, right?
Exactly.
Or
sure.
Sickness, or, you know, and I even say to my kids, you might not be thinking about this now, but 5 years from now, you might have kids. And they look at each other all nervously. Yes, I know you're having sex.
Yes.
But, excuse me. But my point is, there is a future that is uncomfortable. Adulthood has hard lessons.
Yeah.
And it's how you go through that is part of where you're going to get a sense for that now. So, I mean, I look back at my own college years and I go, God, I wish for those days when I was struggling with an all-nighter.
Yeah, okay.
That was easy.
Yeah.
Compared to some of the things you have to do as an adult. And, you know, from challenging politics, challenging world issues, challenging health issues, sustainability issues, all those things, like, you're supposed to be solving these problems. And if you don't see them with a big world view, you're not getting the big picture.
Right.
And so, for instance, in the arts, there's one way to learn about other cultures, to learn about things that are totally foreign to you, or to be exposed to them in a very accessible way where it can get you thinking.
Yeah.
And that it's not just about entertaining and jazz hands. You know, it really is about history. Every cause that we have, every policy that we deal through has a story behind it. What is that story? And why are we here now?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hope that some students get. Most students.
Most students.
Yeah.
You're listening to Prof Talk on 91.3 FM WLVR Bethlehem with Dr. Sheila White. Let me get your point of view on this particular year here at Lehigh. And maybe you can tell the listeners a little bit about what's coming here at Lehigh, because it's a very special year for us here at Lehigh University.
Oh, are we talking about the sesquicentennial?
Yes.
I'm saying it the sesquicentennial. Squee is my favorite word. It gets me excited. Squee. So the sesquicentennial is celebrating the founding of the Lehigh University, which was founded in 1865. So in 2015 fall, right around Founders Day is when it's going to kick off hard and heavy. Now, we may have been seeing the number 150, especially this year when we did the big 150th rivalry game.
Right.
That was just 150 football matches.
Right.
Not
150 years, right, of Lehigh University.
Right. And if listeners now realize, we're just this month or this week, we are commemorating the end of the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And Lehigh University, founded by Asa Packer, was a reconstructive effort to rebuild the country after the Civil War, which is why it wasn't just an engineering school. There were humanities in it because he wanted the next builders of the country, the rebuilders of this country, to connect and to be humanistic in their involvement.
Right.
So the big anniversary that we have coming up, of course, is going to be, you know, celebration on steroids. That's the way we do things. We do things big. We do things large. And it's going to be a beautiful moment for us to celebrate our successes. We have a new president coming on, Dr. John Simon. And at the Founders Day ceremony, which will be October Friday, I think that's the first. Thank you. At the Founders Day, our president will be installed. This is different from an inauguration. So he will just be formally installed, even though he's going to start work on July 1st. This is an institutionalized formality. I think there's swords or something. Just teasing.
Okay.
Maces will be flying.
Yeah, right.
Silver goblets, you know, things like that. But after that, then we're going to have 3 days of this amazing block party that's going to feature Zollner Art Center, the Wilbur Chandler Ullman Art Center for the Visual Arts. There's going to be a huge saddle span tent in the Tamerler Courtyard. By the way, the Tamerler Courtyard is the grassy area in between Zollner and Rausch, in case people don't know that that actually has a name. But it's just going to be days of incredible celebration of the arts and community. And we're going to see work from the visual arts, from creative writing, our ensembles, our dance, vocal arts, instrumental arts, the theater. We're going to have guest artists coming in. And we're also going to be doing a lot with the community. So it's overwhelming just to think about it, because you're going to definitely need to eat your Wheaties.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It is going to be so much that you're not going to be able to do it all.
And parts of this, I would imagine, will be open to our surrounding community and public for them to come and take a part in.
Oh, yeah. In fact, the Saturday after the Friday Founders Day, which is also homecoming.
Right.
Yeah, because we got to put it all on the same weekend.
Sure. Right. Well, what's one more thing to add to this huge celebration, right?
It's Wefferthin.
Yeah.
But anyway, on Saturday, it's also a celebration of significant anniversaries in the community. So the Fowler Family Center, which is the Southside campus of Northampton Community College, will have been around for 10 years.
Mm, okay.
The Boys and Girls Club of South Bethlehem for 40.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Brockle Middle School for 100.
Fantastic.
And that's just three of them. There's three others. I have to get these ingrained into my brain, because there's so many significant anniversaries. And as I mentioned before, I have twins. So I'm the queen of multiple birthdays. So the way I say this is, Friday's birthday is Lehigh and Saturday's birthday is the community's.
Nice.
And we're celebrating them both together.
And everyone's invited.
Oh, my gosh. There will be cupcakes for everyone. So, I mean, but it's going to be an incredible moment. And I got to say, the way the campus is starting to respond to ideas of, oh, let's do this and that, it's incredible.
That's great. And what's even more celebratory about this whole thing is that we can invite our community to come and take part
in this.
You know, I mean, we're here. And oftentimes when I see it, like, I'll give you an example. We just had the Tressolini lecture. Bill Moyers came here to speak.
Yeah.
You know, one of the world's most revered journalists was here to speak. And really, did our community out there know about it? It was a free event, open to the public. Did they really know about it? We're hoping that working with people like you and others here at the campus and using our radio station, that we can start to bring the face of Lehigh more prominent to our listeners out there. And I want to thank you for being a part of that. You're doing a fantastic job. I know who you are. We know each other for years now. Mm-hmm. And so I know the work that you're doing. But I thought that it was very important that our listeners understand that there are people here at Lehigh that are really the connection to our community. And you are one of those. So I want to thank you for all your efforts that you're doing here at Lehigh University. And I would like you to, if you could, perhaps give a message of your own, a personal message to the listener out there about what's available here, how important it is to take part in what Lehigh offers to our community, and kind of give a last word on what you'd like them to know about you and Lehigh.
Oh, that's a big, tall order there, AJ. Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, you're no slouch yourself when it comes to community outreach.
Thank you.
The work that you've done with the station has been truly remarkable, and it is definitely an effort of love.
It is.
Love first, you know, benefits later.
Yeah.
So I think that what I would like to share with the listeners is that there are so many opportunities for people to connect through Lehigh, and just, you know, finding your way through the website, just the lehigh.edu is a good starter. And the communications office has really done amazing work with connecting the calendar, for instance. The calendar has, you know, listings of everything that's going on academically over at Zollner, the sports complex. Joe Sterrett does amazing things in his world as well. Joe Sterrett's the director of athletics. And what's interesting for the community to know is that we also are very present in a lot of social media channels, Tumblr, Twitter. Our director of social media from the communications office, Lindsay Labresco, there's been an explosion of people using social media, and it's kind of hard to curate.
Yeah.
But Facebook pages all over the place, from departments to student voices. I guess the takeaway message is Arts at Lehigh has tried to curate a little bit of that, at least within the arts, for our listeners. We develop a weekly newsletter that can come through your email that you can subscribe to, even if you're not on campus. You can, you know,
Wonderful.
Send an email to INARTLEH.
INARTLEH.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you could say artslehigh@lehigh.edu.
There you go.
ARTSLehigh@lehigh.edu. And that email will get to me, and I'll put you on the email list. And basically, it just tells you what's happening this week with links for more information, and then a little bit of a save the date for events that are happening the following week.
Nice.
And it rotates every week in there. We're dabbling with some other things right now. And I say the royal we, it's me. I'm the one person show here. But
but not everybody knows there's two others of you, two clones running around the
oh
office
my
to take
oh,
care of this
be horrible.
Stuff.
One's enough. But, you know, I try to try as many channels as I can because each channel has its own constituency.
Sure.
But it's also a place for me to listen. So I try to gather as much as I can. What I'm trying to do is what others might consider their homework. Oh, what's going on this weekend? Well, instead of me having to surf the net, someone did that for me,
yeah,
curated it. And I try to be as exhaustive as I can, but, you know, some things are going to slip through the cracks. But there's just so many wonderful things that are happening. The other challenge for listeners to know is that there's the Brown and White newspaper that covers a lot of events here on campus. And they do previews things that are happening as well, which is great. That's really evolved into a great place. Just in fact, you mentioned the Tressolini lecture.
Yeah.
They had a crackerjack journalist live tweeting that. And her name is Samantha. And oh my God, it was great to be able to follow that feed after the event. So in case you missed it, she did a great reporting of what Bill was talking about. And That's the encouragement of the faculty. There's Matt Vito and Jeremy Latow, Jack Lulley, who've really been encouraging these students to take these new media tools and make sure that they're representing what's happening on campus to a fuller audience. So it's a great space there. I'm too much to put into one place because it's just so fantastic. And I always feel like when I come to work, there's this huge buffet and I'm always hungry. And which is why I say it's just wafer thin.
Yeah.
Because I always overeat. But there's just so much that it's hard to start. You know,
you look
at this plentiful menu and you're like, I don't know.
It's a bounty. It really is.
Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to, you know, as the maitre d',
right.
What do I start you off with?
What do I start, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. You like Italian? Yeah. So anyway, it's I guess that would be one way to do it. But, you know, there's so many doors to Lehigh. And it's not the only one. There's multiple doors. And so I think if someone is curious and has initiative, keep looking and you'll find that one resource, and then you'll find another one because they keep popping up.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that really answers your question.
It does. It does. I want to say thank you for your time today. You are the second professor. You're an adjunct professor as well that we have featured on Prof Talk. So
I didn't even get to talk about my teaching.
No, you didn't. But I'll tell you what. How about this? Before we wrap up, let's talk about something that I personally was a part of. Tell the listeners about the workshop that you just had down at Godfrey Daniels not too long ago.
Okay. It's a part of a course called Art Entrepreneurship Community.
There we go.
Through the Baker Institute. And what I do for the students in this course is we do a lot of offsite visits, get them into the venues to talk to people in the arts community to get an understanding about not this abstract idea, but how people connect and how they connect with the audience and the whole ecosystem of the arts within a community. This is the place where you can actually get that kind of horror story kind of thing. I'll tell you what, it's interesting. A course that has the word art in it, I don't have any students who are artists.
Okay.
They're just interested in the idea of how does entrepreneurship work on a community level. So it takes more of a spin of social entrepreneurship than product entrepreneurship or
right.
asset like that. And we talk a lot about how this arts basically was a significant part of turning around the economy of Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
When Bethlehem Steel went under, it took a couple of decades before a new economy sprung up. And a big factor in that was the arts and cultural industry led by visionaries like Jeff Parks to bring in Music Fest 30 years
Another
ago.
Another Lehigh alum,
you bet. But it's really the tourism and industry is what's blown this community back up into a life force. And to be able to see that there are big pictures and threads, it's a real tangled web of all of these issues, policies, advocacies, you name it. But it all wraps around the ideas that were started by Richard Florida's creative class. How do you have a workforce and what gives them inspiration to move to a community? So, you know, a lot of these kids that might start their own companies, got to have people work for you, want
That's
the right people. Are they going to be in your community? What drives those people to live there? It's about assets, about quality of life.
Sure.
So it's a lot to discuss. So it's definitely a seminar-based thing. But at the same time, the panels that I set up is for the students to hear stories from the people in the community. It's not just what comes out of my head or some abstract book. The intention and the learning outcomes that I hope the students get from that is to land it on the ground and see the reality.
Right.
So that's what that was about.
From WLVR Bethlehem and Lehigh University, this is Prof Talk.
Well, that's just the spring class.
That's just the spring class. The fall. Well, here's what we can do when fall comes before we actually start the fall semester. Maybe you can come back and we can have you on Prof Talk again and we can talk about some of the things that you're going to be doing in the fall. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds great because I'll tell you what? It's registration right now for the fall.
Okay.
And I've raised the cap on my fall class twice.
Okay.
Get this. Statistically speaking, I am now at 266% of enrollment that I was at last year. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, well, that's a testament to your work, Sheila. It really is.
No, it's a testament to my idiocy.
Never thought you'd find that here at Lehigh, but there you go. It's
crazy.
Right there for you. I know you're crazy, but you are so beloved here on the campus, and you're making such an impression with so many people, and your outreach to the community is really helping to pull Lehigh and our arts community together, so I commend you on that, and I thank you for your work.
I'm blushing.
Okay.
Thank you, AJ.
Oh, you're welcome, and we hope to catch up with you again in the future, and by the way, I just want to, on a side note, listener, Sheila has been making these little videos that are popping up here at Lehigh University, and she doesn't quite realize how good they are, okay, but they're really very good, so I'm hoping that in the future we'll be able to get some audio from you when we come back for the fall semester, perhaps, and we could institute an Arts Lehigh moment here on the radio at WLVR to keep the people informed weekly of what you're doing, what the mission is of your office, and how we can keep our community connected to Arts Lehigh here.
Yeah, I see what you did there. You just committed me.
Thanks. I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, yeah. You're sneaky. I gotcha.
Once again, I want to say thank you for your time today.
Thanks for having me, AJ. It's
okay,
been great.
And thank you for your work and for all you do for our students here and our community as well. Okay?
Alrighty.
All right. We'll see you soon, right?
You bet.
This has been Prof Talk on 91.3 FM WLVR Bethlehem with Dr. Sheila White from Arts Lehigh. Talk to you again soon.
God, you're crazy. Oh my God.
You've been listening to Prof Talk. To hear all the interviews and check out extended material, log on to our archives at WLVR.org.